Thanks for downloading this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sohba.org. Now, the best of the Stuart Britton Show.
Now on Hospital Broadcasting, it's time for film review time. And we've got lots to get through because the Oscars were on Sunday and we now know who won. And we'll go through the top five awards, top six awards in order. Let's begin with the Best Supporting Actress. That was won by Alison Janney for I, Tonya. The film is based on the unbelievable but true story, which is a darkly comedic tale of American figure skater Tonya Harding, played in the film by Margot Robbie, and one of the most sensational scandals in sports history. Though Harding was the first American woman to complete a triple axel in competition, her legacy was forever defined by her association with an infamous, ill-conceived and even more poorly executed attack on fellow Olympic competitor Nancy Kerrigan. In this clip, Tonya, played by Margot Robbie, visits her mother Lavona, played by Oscar winner Alison Janney, at work and confronts her about her abusive upbringing.
When I was a kid, did you ever love me or anything?
You think Sonia Henney's mother loved her? I didn't stay home making apple brown Bettys. No, I made you a champion. Knowing you'd hate me for it. That's the sacrifice a mother makes. I wish I'd had a mother like me instead of nice. I didn't like my mother either. So what? I gave you a gift.
You cursed me. You're a monster.
Spilled milk, baby.
Alison Janney and Margot Robbie in I, Tonya. I have to admit, I think Alison Janney is a worthy winner for Best Supporting Actress. The film is an amazing study of what can go wrong when people become over-competitive, and it presents a warning about the company that some people can and do keep. If you can, when you're out of hospital or if you're at home, go and watch I, Tonya if it's still running in cinemas. Well worth watching. The next award that we're looking at is the Best Supporting Actor. Now, this was won by Sam Rockwell for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. The film is, again, a darkly comic drama from Academy Award winner Martin McDonagh, who's made things such as In Bruges and Six Shooter. After months have passed without a culprit in her daughter's murder case, Mildred Hayes, played by Frances McDormand, makes a bold move, painting three signs leading into her town with a controversial message directed at William Willoughby, played in the film by Woody Harrelson, the town's revered chief of police. When his second-in-command officer Dixon, Sam Rockwell, an immature mother's boy with a penchant for violence, gets involved, the battle between Mildred and Ebbing's law enforcement is only exacerbated. In this clip, Chief Abercrombie, played by Clark Peters, confronts Officer Dixon after his altercation with a civilian.
What happened to your hand, Officer Dixon?
Just kind of banged it up a little bit while I was throwing some guy out of the window, you know, usual.
Oh, yeah? You never taught me that one at the academy. How are things coming along on that Angela Hayes case?
How's things coming along in the mind your own business case?
How are things coming along on the hand me your gun and your badge?
What, huh?
Hand me your gun and your badge.
That clip there from Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, with Oscar winner Sam Rockwell. We'll talk about the film in a little while after the next one, which was Best Actress, won by another actress from the film, Frances McDormand. In this clip, Chief Willoughby visits Mildred, played by Frances McDormand, to try and explain why there have been no arrests for her daughter's murder.
I'd do anything to catch the guy who did it, Mrs. Hayes, but when the DNA don't match no one who's ever been arrested, and when the DNA don't match any other crime nationwide, and when there wasn't a single eyewitness from the time she left your house to the time we found her, well, right now, there ain't too much more we can do.
Could pull blood from every man and boy in this town over the age of 8.
There's civil rights laws prevents that, Mrs. Hayes. And what if he was just passing through town?
Pull blood from every man in the country, then.
And what if he was just passing through the country?
If it was me, I'd start up a database. Every male baby that's born, stick him on it. And as soon as he'd done something wrong, cross-reference it, make 100% certain it was a correct match, then kill him.
Yeah, well, there's definitely civil rights laws prevents that. I'm doing everything I can to track him down. I don't think those billboards is very fair.
The time it took you to get out here whining like a bitch, Willoughby, some other poor girl's probably out there being butchered right now. But I'm glad you got your priorities straight. I'll say that for you.
Woody Harrelson and Frances McDormand in Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Now, certainly the film has attracted a certain amount of controversy, but for my money, it's a really rather good character study of people who initially don't agree with each other, but finish up finding a way of overcoming their prejudicial views and reaching a resolution at the end of the film. I think both Frances McDormand and Sam Rockwell deserve their Oscars, respectively, for Best Actress and Best Supporting Actor. And again, like I, Tonya, it's a wonderful film, and if you can see it, please do. Next up, Best Actor. This was won by Gary Oldman for Darkest Hour. A witty and brilliant statesman, Churchill is a stalwart member of Parliament, but at age 65 is an unlikely candidate for Prime Minister. However, the situation in Europe is desperate, with Allied nations continuing to fall against Nazi troops and with the entire British Army stranded in France. Churchill is named to the position with urgency on the 10th of May, 1940. In this clip, after receiving a telegram from the palace, Clemmy, played by Kristen Scott Thomas, helps Winston Churchill, played by Gary Oldman, get ready to meet the king.
Shaking?
So are you.
You from excitement, I from terror. You've wanted this your entire adult life.
No, since the nursery. What do the public want
me? It's your own party to whom you'll have to prove yourself.
I'm getting the job only because the ship is sinking. It's not a gift, it's revenge.
Let them see your true qualities, your courage.
My poor judgment.
Your lack of vanity.
Yeah, my iron will.
Your sense of humour.
Ho, ho, ho.
Now go.
Go?
Be
what?
Be yourself.
Myself. Which self should I be today? One should have had power when a young man, when wits were sharp, sinews strong. Oh, well, lead on, Macduff. When youth departs, may wisdom prove enough.
Gary Oldman and Kristen Scott Thomas in the film Darkest Hour. Gary Oldman winning the award for Best Actor. Now, this is a film I haven't seen, but I have nothing but praise for Gary Oldman, having first seen him in the film Prick Up Your Ears all the way back in 1987, I think it was, when he played Joe Orton, along with Alfred Molina, who played his boyfriend in that particular film. Gary Oldman, I like. If the film appeals to you, by all means, go and watch it. Now we come to Best Film and Best Director. The best film was won by The Shape of Water. The best director, Guillermo del Toro. The Shape of Water is an otherworldly fairy tale set against the backdrop of the Cold War era in America, circa 1962. In the hidden high-security government laboratory where she works, lonely Ella is trapped in a life of isolation. Elisa's life, is changed forever when she and co-worker Zelda discover a secret classified experiment. In this clip, cleaner Zelda Spencer, played by Octavia Spencer, and Elisa Apostito, played by Sally Hawkins, are having a one-sided conversation, Elisa being mute, while cleaning the gents when facility boss Richard Strickland, played by Michael Shannon, walks in, placing a large baton on the sinks.
Will you look at this? Look, some of the best minds in the country peeing all over the floor in this here facility. There's pee freckles on the ceiling there. How'd they get it up there? Just how big a target do they need, you figure? And get enough practice, that's for sure. Now, Brewster, no one's ever called him a great man, but even he manages to hit the can 7% of the time. Excuse us, sir.
No. That's all right. Go ahead. You ladies seem to be chatting enjoyably. Girl talk, no doubt. Don't mind me.
The There you have Octavia Spencer and Michael Shannon, and in that scene also was Sally Hawkins from the film The Shape of Water, winner of Best Picture, directed by Guillermo del Toro, winner of Best Director. Now, Guillermo del Toro always makes films that have arresting visual images in, particularly, who can forget, the eyes in the hands of the creature in Pan's Labyrinth. This film has an altogether less frightening creature, but nonetheless, it speaks to those who feel isolated, alone in the world, and somehow different, but gives the message that you can still find someone who you may love. It's a lovely, lovely film, and of all the films that we have reviewed today, this is the one that I recommend above all others. It's light when it needs to be, it's heavy when it needs to be, and it's a wonderful piece of drama. Do go and watch it. Anyway, that's our film review. I hope you enjoyed it.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sober.org.